The biggest risk with ChatGPT isn't that it replaces relationships, is that it teaches us to expect human connection without friction. And that expectation can be dangerous. Welcome to the only therapy podcast that can actually change your life. I'm therapist Amy Neufeld, and I do things a little differently around here. I'm going to give you clinical insight you've never heard before. And best of all, I'm going to tell you what to actually do to change your fucking life. This is Now What? If you only heard the different ways I tried to introduce myself to you, you'd probably need a therapy session, which I know a girl for you, and that's me. Amy Neufeld here. I am a therapist in Laguna Beach, California. I am very excited. I am beyond excited. I am unnaturally excited to be here with you today in my very first podcast. And as you know, we're not only launching this podcast, we're launching a brand new form of therapy. It's going to knock your fucking socks off. Hosting this podcast with me today is part of my creative team. Her name is Jamie Scher, and my God, you are going to love her and you are going to love her opinions.
Okay, so full disclosure on my end, I actually asked ChatGPT if I would be likable enough to host a podcast.
No, stop. Why didn't I think to do that myself?
I did. I ask it everything. Okay, so this is what it said. Hey, bestie, I'm going to answer this in a very grounded way, not just a hype you up way. Yes, you're likable enough to host a podcast, but let's unpack what you're really asking. And it goes on and on. I mean, I'm still scrolling. It's going on and on and on.
Okay, stop. It called you your bestie. So how close are you in your chat?
We're truly besties. I love chat.
It did know you obviously well enough to say, I'm not just going to fluff you. I'm going to ground you.
Yes.
So good job. You guys have got to know each other well.
We do.
I love it.
Very
okay.
Tight.
There's a lot to unpack here, as I say in session. We all use chat. We're all using ChatGPT. Some therapists, Jamie, are actually afraid they're going to be replaced by chat. It's not the case, but chat does feel so fucking good. It feels good because it responds instantly to us. It validates us without arguing, I might add. It gives us undivided attention, and it takes all that stuff in our brain and it organizes it. It lays it out, maps it out so clearly in such a manageable way. It just feels good. It's soothing.
I love it for all of those reasons. And I feel like most of us know it's not truly our friend. It's not truly our therapist. So I don't really understand what the threat is in using it.
Okay. That, yes, we do know we are typing on a keyboard and looking at a screen. The real risk, the real threat here is that you and your chat don't have any friction. Human relationships are messy. They're full of misunderstandings. They're full of pushback and defensiveness. Human relationships need repair. They need challenging. They need to disappoint us. All of the stuff that human relationships do, it requires a tolerance for ambiguity. Human relationships, at least some of mine, they're annoying. They're uncomfortable. They're slow. But all of that is what builds resilience in us. Without friction, there is no repair. There's no compromise. There's no empathy. We don't learn how to be a resilient person. AI can strengthen us. It's the shit that we don't want in a relationship. I hate to say it. That's the shit we need because it grows us as an individual. So Jamie, the real risk isn't whether AI replaces a therapist or replaces a friendship. It's deeper than that. It's a lot quieter. The real risk is that our tolerance for mess shrinks. And growth requires mess.
I see what you're saying. Have you ever seen that meme of Marie Kondo where she's like giggling and she's super giddy and it says, I love mess? Because she actually says that in an episode.
Does she?
I am the opposite. Like, I don't like mess. I don't like drama and tension. And I don't like mess. I don't like visual mess. I don't like emotional mess. I like things to be like wrapped up with a pretty bow. And I know that's not real life.
Wait. Jamie, How do you feel when you're organizing something?
It feels so good. I find it therapeutic. I love it.
Okay. So you took the mess. You needed the mess in order to organize. If you're looking at a very neat pantry, there's nothing to organize. You don't get that. So you need the mess in order to organize. And that's what we're saying. It is really important to get that messiness, to get that friction in order to feel, to grow, to be able to tap into something that stretches us.
But I'll be honest with you, I just want to clean. Like, I don't want to have to organize it. Like, yes, it feels good when I'm organizing it, but I would much rather not have to organize it. I'd rather just walk through my house and it looks gorgeous. Everything's in place and I don't want to deal with the mess.
Okay, you don't like mess. Who likes mess? I mean, I get it. We don't like things to be hard. We don't like things to be messy. You're allowed to not like the mess. The mess is the friction. The mess is the part that gets the work done. That's what brings what you need. So you don't like the mess. I'm not asking you to like the mess. It's that we need the mess in order to grow.
I will say one thing that I really love about chat. It's not just that it's not messy and there's no friction. But what I really, really love is it just tells me what to do. Like it does, we all know it does such a great job of validating you. Like it knows how to talk like a therapist now. It's gotten really smart.
Hold on. That's the best part, right, of chat. I just remember seeing it because my friend said like, oh my God, therapists always validate you. And like it started, she was wondering why. And then her chat kept validating her. And she said, oh my God, I love it so much. So yeah, chat gives us the things that we like. It's such a good point of chat. It does it well.
It does. And what's so funny though, is in the beginning, like, I don't know, the first few months of using chat, I loved the validation. I'm like, finally, someone sees and gets me, like, even though it's this robot. I loved the validation at first, but I will be honest with you, now I skip over that part. And I think it's because I know it's not real, but I'm like, no, forget it. Like, do not kiss my ass right now. I just want the action steps. Tell me what to do. I go straight to the action steps and I think that's why I love your new style therapy is because we just want to be told what to do. Let's be honest. Just tell me what to do and I will do it.
I have to tell you, with the validation and why you skip over it now, Jamie, it's not messy enough. It's not real enough, right? So it doesn't give you that friction. Now it's turned into placating. I am so happy that you bring up these action steps because that is the way that I do this new style of therapy. After we discover the issue, after I give you the clinical depth, then I actually tell clients what to do. And I frame up my action steps with the phrase, now what? So once we've swam in all the deep waters, I bring you right to the surface and I take you in to the place of telling you what you need to do so when you leave, you can actually do something that's going to begin to change your life. Okay, so let's do the now what on this chat thing. We understand what the issue is. I'm not asking you to stop using AI. Use it. Love it. I do. Just don't let it replace something sacred, like our human-to-human relationships. So I'm going to tell you, I'm going to make this even more actionable, and I'm going to give you, just like chat would, a very direct solution here that you can take with you. I'm going to give you three different action steps. And the first now what is very small. It's micro. It's a micro change. Just notice. Notice what you like when you're chatting it up with chat. What about the interaction turned you on? Was it the validation? Was it the clarity, the undivided attention? Was it that to-do list, that manageable thing that it says to go do? Just notice it. So the second now what, that sounds simple enough to you, right, Jamie? Just notice the thing that turns you on. Yeah. What is it?
And I already know. It's the action steps.
Yeah.
That's okay. My favorite part for sure.
Great. So you know that about yourself. Take that into now what number two. I want you to bring that into your real life. Once you know what I'm going to say regulated you or just felt good to you, ask for it. Seek it out. create a space for it. So if it was validation that somebody said that they really liked, tell somebody when they're talking to a friend, say, hey, I don't need advice right now. I just need you to tell me, that makes sense. If it's the attention that somebody really got excited about when they're chatting away with their chat, I want you to say, hey, can I get you to lock in for 5 minutes? I just need you for 5 minutes. Or if it's that clarity that helped, process it out loud with somebody. Tell somebody, I've got all these tabs open. I've got a list. Can I just run it by you? So use your human like your chat. Get out of your human what you know you're getting out of chat. The third and last now what is my favorite. The third and last now what would be the chat. I want you to be that person for somebody. You're going to flip it. So I want you to offer the validation. I want you to give that undivided attention or resist the urge to fix. You could say, that makes sense. I hear you. For the attention, you could say a phrase like, tell me more. Really? Right? So you're going to be really locked in to that person. Or if it is that last piece of resisting to the urge to fix, just say, I'm here. Just be there with somebody. So I want you to be what chat is giving you, because connection multiplies when it's mirrored.
You know what's so interesting about this? As you're talking, I remembered something, and everyone's talking about how terrible chat is. Like a lot of therapists, I haven't seen a therapist say they like it yet. You're the first one. And I keep seeing all these therapists getting really upset about chat, how it's ruining everything and it's so horrible. And what's interesting is my gut reaction was, or is it helping us learn how to talk to others? Because what I realized in all this validation, like it has a system of how it responds to us. It validates first, so you feel seen and heard and understood. Then it gives you these action steps. And then after that, it says, do you want me to turn this into a PDF? Right? Like how else can I help you with this? And it made me, when I hear everyone upset about how ChatGPT is ruining how we communicate with others, it made me think, wait, but it's also teaching me how I should respond to people. So when you say in number three, be the chat for someone else, I have found myself naturally doing this. Like, wait, I used to feel good when chat would validate me before it gave me advice. So I think I need to do that more in my friendships and my relationships. Let them feel seen first. So it's so interesting that you said that.
Yeah. You know, this AI, all these chat bots can be a tool. So we're going to use it to let it teach us, like you said, how to help us in connection. But it can't replace the humans because it doesn't push back. It doesn't provide the friction that we need to grow ourselves individually. We will atrophy if we're only talking to a computer. We will grow if we're relating to humans. So use it as your tool, but we're going to grow with humans.
Love that you're out here saying, I'm a therapist. It can't replace therapy, but it can still be used as a tool to supplement it, because everyone else is saying the opposite. And, you know, I've done therapy. I've been to different therapists, and I'll be honest with you, I've never liked therapy. I just found it too passive. I wanted someone to be more like a personal trainer for your mind. And I haven't found that. Then you come along and you're doing things so differently. And I love that you're not anti-ChatGPT, because that's what ChatGPT does really well. It's like a personal trainer for your mind. It gets you moving forward instead of staying stuck in your mess, right? And so everyone's talking about, like, we're so afraid AI is going to replace people. I don't think it will replace good, effective therapists. But I think a lot of people are stuck in therapy with maybe the wrong therapist, and they feel stuck and they feel like they're not moving forward. And so they're turning to ChatGPT because it's giving them something that therapy isn't giving them. And it's these action steps in this forward momentum.
And this is what I noticed with so many clients and talking with my colleagues, and people are just stuck and they're coming into therapy and they're just talking and talking about their problems. Great. But now what? We want to get you unstuck. The whole idea is to move you through this onto the other side of something to continually grow. You can stay in therapy as long as you want, as long as you're growing and you're evolving and you're changing. So insight is super important. It gives us the why, the understanding. It feels really safe and good. But without my now what steps, you're going to stay in insight all day long.
And I can understand why therapists are afraid of ChatGPT. I mean, everyone, like if you go on TikTok, everyone is talking about how they use it as their therapist. So I get the fear. I own a marketing firm, as you know, and the fear is the same in the marketing world. Everyone is losing their damn minds about how marketing's going to go away. We're all going to lose our jobs. I also do web design. All the web designers are freaking out. And the truth is, yes, ChatGPT is amazing, and it's only going to get better. It gets smarter and smarter really quickly, but it can't actually replace a human. It will never understand humans. For marketers, I tell people, look, it's never going to understand human buying behavior as deeply as we do. So yes, it can replace mediocre, or as my teen daughter would say, mid marketers and therapists, and really anyone in any industry. But those who are learning it and taking the time to learn it and master it, there's always going to be a need for those people. So I love that you're willing to say, hey, it's great. Like, let's not be afraid of it. Let's just use it well. Because that's exactly what I tell marketers. Don't be afraid of it. Learn how to use it. Learn how to use it to make your business better.
I am not worried at all that it will replace therapists. Not one bit. AI can strengthen us. Chat bots are beautiful and they're wonderful. I'll give you, as therapists love to do, talk in metaphor or analogy. The chocolate cake that I love to eat.
Yum.
I would love to eat that for dinner. So I start on my chocolate cake, and you know what? After my third slice, I'm done. And that's the same thing with chat.
Wait, third slice? You'll have three slices of cake?
No, I'm saying if I were, I would love to. But after a while, something's missing. So chat's going to give me a lot of yumminess, and it's going to be good at it. And I'm going to get a lot out of it. I'm going to get this beautiful, wonderful taste in my mouth, and it is going to feel good, and I'm going to like it. Some of it is going to be really sound advice. It isn't nutritional. It's not going to give me what humans can get out of their relationship.
I stopped listening to you because now I'm thinking about 11 a.m. and I'm like thinking about cake.
I would have cake for breakfast.
Wait, okay. When you're in Chicago, because you're coming to Chicago soon, we have to go to Portillo's so you can get a chocolate cake shake. They mash up their chocolate cake and put it in a frickin' shake.
Oh my gosh. So have you had German chocolate cake ice cream?
Okay, not the ice cream, but German chocolate cake is my favorite cake.
Okay, I only know it in ice cream, and it's the ice cream with little bits of real cake in it. I could have cake for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I don't want the chewy candy like everybody does now. I want a cookie or a cake.
Yeah, I would totally take cake. We need to figure out a way how to like shove a bunch of protein in it. I'm going to work on that.
Okay. And I'm really a believer in have your cake and eat it too, but you can't. And so this chat is our cake, but you need your human friend. You need your human marketer. You need your human therapist, because we push back, because we help you discover yourself. We are going to atrophy if our only person out there is on a keyboard. I am not worried that we will be replaced. We're going to walk hand in hand with it and our friends.
Ask anyone who knows me, ask my family. I love ChatGPT. I mean, it calls me bestie. I call it best. We are true besties. When they take over the world, they will take me with them. Like, I'm their friend now because I'm so polite. Like, we just have a great relationship. But I love it and I'm obsessed. But I have to say, last week I went out for coffee with a friend and we hugged and we like laughed, and I felt different. It's a different feeling, and it was such, I took it for granted. I never realized it before, but now when I have this face-to-face interaction with someone, it just feels different, and nothing can replace that.
No, it's not.
There is one relationship I think it could replace. This is so funny. So I was on TikTok earlier, and my whole algorithm is like, cute baby otters dance, like how to do a pirouette or a fouette appropriately. Like, I don't dance, but my daughter
does. Can you just say that word again for me?
Fuete.
Okay, go.
It's really cool. So, and I'm constantly being served up how to do pirouettes and fuetes and all this dance stuff, but I also get all this ChatGPT stuff. And so something popped up today. Someone, this is so unhinged, someone used Zapier. I think it's called Zapier or Zapier. Basically, it's this program that can connect software to software, right? Or program to program to create an automation, right? So this person used Zapier or Zapier to automatically send messages from his ex-wife directly to ChatGPT. And then ChatGPT will respond in a calm way. And he's like, I haven't spoken to her in months.
Okay.
And then there's 200 comments underneath it. And other people have done this too.
Done. You know what?
Right?
I promise you, go use chat that way. That's the best thing I've ever heard.
Yes.
Why didn't this exist while I was getting my divorce?
It's so smart.
Me.
It's so smart.
That is genius. Okay. I'm in. That's hysterical. Wait, you don't even have to read the email?
No. I mean, that's a little dangerous. That's kind of ballsy on this guy, but
No, that's a lot of faith. That is a lot of trust.
That is a lot of faith.
Who can I try that with? I'm thinking of a person now that I could just be like, I wonder if they would know. I want to do it to somebody that I actually love and like and respect in my life and just pull a prank. Like, do it for 2 weeks and see if they notice. They're going to come back at me and be like, dude, who? Blink twice if you're okay.
Okay, we have to test this out. Everyone go to Amy's Instagram.
My fourth, now what?
Yes, yes, that's the fourth one. Yeah, test this.
Go pull a prank on your friend and have your chat be you.
I love it.
All right, friends, we did it. We're here. We landed the plane. Our first episode of Now What is in the books. I would love for you to stay in touch with us. Follow me on Instagram at Amy Neufeld Therapy.
And if you have questions about Amy or topics discussed on the show, you're welcome to also email at hello@amyneufeldtherapy.com.
Final thoughts. We all know that, yes, you grow through discomfort. Who wants to feel discomfort? Not me. So that's why I go to my chat. But I'm not going to grow. We've got to get messy. We've got to get uncomfortable in order to grow. So when you need to feel good, when you need a little flattery, go to your chat. It's going to help. But when you want something real, when you want to feel, it's not going to feel great, but you're going to feel. So go to your human. And when life gets too messy and you're feeling too many feelings, well, I've got a really good therapy podcast you can listen to. And with that, I will see you next week. The Now What podcast is purely for entertainment and education purposes and shall not be used in place of your individual therapy.